This is Ozarks at Large. In just a few minutes, the story of a new and different movie house that's coming to Fort Smith. Christina did that story. First, however, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
You know, it is about to be Christmas. You're aware of that.
Oh, yes.
It's getting close.
So it can't be a Chinese menu, I guess. This week, you can choose from the Every Time a Bell Rings menu,
mm-hmm.
the Do You Hear What I Hear menu,
mm-hmm.
or the Bah Humbug menu.
Mm, Scrooge makes a visit. Okay. What are we going to start with?
We're going to start with Every Time a Bell Rings.
An angel gets its wings.
In this case, every time a bell rings, there's some kind of iconic leg lamp and a Christmas story.
Standards. Gotcha.
Yes. Obviously, A Christmas Story is based on the 1983 film set in the 1940s when all Ralphie wanted was an official Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot range model air rifle.
Now, am I correct? You have told me that you have not seen this movie?
I've never seen the movie.
That's crazy.
Okay, thank you, Christina. Yeah. I got some backup on that.
But I have now seen the play at Rogers Little Theater.
Right.
What'd you
and
think?
It's wonderful. I think it's great. I think you need to go see it at 7 o'clock today and tomorrow or 2 o'clock Sunday because that's all of it there is. And if you went up a little early on Saturday, mm-hmm. you could go to the Rogers Historical Museum where they've got the Hawkins House decorated in kind of a spoof.
Kind of an homage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Where instead of getting the leg lamp, the man of the house won a stuffed rooster.
Right.
So
same sort of idea.
Yeah. Museums open 10 to 5 on Saturday. Showtime is 7 o'clock for Rogers Little Theater, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Tickets are $7.50 to $15. On a completely different note, Mark Landon Smith, David
yes.
Sedaris' script, The Santa Land Diaries.
This weekend only.
If you've ever read this essay about being an elf at Macy's at Christmas as a middle-aged adult, it's kind of heartbreakingly hilarious, kind of painfully hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the play will be the same way, not intended for children. 7:30 today and tomorrow at the UARC Bowl in Fayetteville. Tickets are $12. And the reference that we started out with, It's a Wonderful Life, Theater Squared's brand new adaptation of another iconic Christmas classic. Let's see, 7 actors, 64 roles.
About as many scenes.
About 30-some scenes. Beautiful set. Beautiful, beautiful set by a designer from Chicago. It is on 7:30 on Thursdays and Fridays, 2 and 7:30 on Saturdays, 2 and 7 on Sundays through January 1st, with additional shows on January 21st and no show on December 25th. 443-5600. Tickets start at $22.
Now, I'm going to guess that the Do You Hear What I Hear menu is about seasonal music.
Very good. He's caught on to this plan.
See? Okay, very good.
And we are starting with Christmas Pops with the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. You know, if Paul Haas is conducting, there will be some surprises.
That's been the history.
It seems to be his modus operandi, and it'll be fun. There will also be the debut of the Sona Singers.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, classics like O Come All Ye Faithful and the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah, which is where the Sona Singers come in. Showtime is 7:30 on Saturday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $25. Or you can go to the Arts Center of the Ozarks Saturday evening for Merry Music and Holiday Cheer, a performance by their youth choir and their community chorale. Tickets are $7 to $12. Or you can go to the Alma Performing Arts Center Saturday night for Stars from American Idol Celebrate Christmas.
Okay.
Huh?
Alexis Grace from Season 8, Michael Sarver from Season 8, David Hernandez from Season 7, and Lakeisha Jones from Season 6. I have no idea what I just said because I don't watch the show.
But these were all people who were on American
yes,
Idol?
Yes, like
okay.
made it to TV. And they are performing at 8 o'clock Saturday at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $20 to $30. Still on the Hill is performing Saturday at Good Folk. They're sold out.
Okay.
Oh.
Just wanted to mention
so this
that.
Is,
oh.
So this is just this is, for your information.
This is the coal in your stocking.
Gotcha.
They're sold out. And there is a musical holiday concert with the Arkansas Winds at 3 o'clock Sunday at the Art Center of the Ozarks, and it's free.
All right.
And then there's the Bah Humbug menu.
What do you think that is?
Has nothing to do with Christmas.
Bingo.
All right.
She is correct.
So these are not necessarily Scrooge people.
No, just people who aren't quite up to their beady little eyeballs
sure.
in the Christmas spirit.
Okay.
So there's a book signing tonight at 7 o'clock with Joe Neal, who has a new book called In the Province of Birds.
Yes.
Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. The Last Performances of Wit.
Yes.
Which they call a surprisingly funny play about cancer. Mm-hmm. I promise you, I will not be there. 8 o'clock today and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday, White Auditorium at Northwest Arkansas Community College.
I'd really like to make time this weekend to see that.
It is a wonderful show. Some things you just can't handle.
Right.
Tickets are $6 to $8 with a $1 discount for donating a canned food item. Second Saturday gallery stroll in Eureka Springs.
But I bet there will be some holiday flavor with that.
Well, I'm sure there will.
Yes.
And some Christmas shopping. But
yes.
you don't have to feel
right.
Christmassy
right.
to do it. 6 to 9 o'clock Saturday. The Fayetteville Half Marathon is on, is it Sunday or Saturday?
Well, there are events both Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
The half marathon itself, the 13.1 mile race, that's Sunday.
Okay.
It's going to be warmer this year than it was last year when the wind chill was like 2 when people started.
At 7:30 o'clock in the morning, good. You go do that. Have fun. John McDonnell Outdoor Track at the University of Arkansas. Entry fees are between $15 and $90. You can find out more at FayettevilleHalf.com. On Sunday, Treasured Stories. These are stories by Eric Carle by Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia. They've been at the Walton Arts Center before. Showtime is 1 o'clock, and tickets are $8 to $16. And finally, Susan Young from the Shiloh Museum will be talking about Ernie Dean's Benton County.
Ah.
At the Benton County Historical Society meeting, 2:30 at the 1866 Schoolhouse in Bentonville. It's free.
That
takes How could
place
you not love that?
Tomorrow?
That's on Sunday at
Sunday.
2:30.
Gotcha. All right.
And you can find out more Christmas events in What's Up, in all the daily papers, and the Northwest Arkansas edition of the Democrat Gazette, because they're still going on everywhere.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is Features Editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.